News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the leaders of Hamas have survived an Israeli attack on a negotiation delegation in Doha, the capital of Qatar. The White House has said the IDF strike does not align with their goals to resolve the conflict in the Middle East. You probably heard Donald Trump on the news headlines there saying they were not thrilled about how that went down today. For more on this, we're joined by Yossi Belin, the former Israeli Minister of Justice. Yossi, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. What is your reaction to this strike by the Israeli government?
Well, the main question for somebody like myself is what does it do to the hostages, to the Israeli hostages by Hamas? If it will accelerate the process in order to release them, then I think that the attempt, I don't know whether it was successful or not, but the attempt was justified. And that will be the end of the war. If not, then we did nothing. So I do believe that there is a chance that something like that would change the situation, which is frozen, has been frozen for the last almost 2 years.
Okay, so you think this could help the release of the hostages?
Theoretically, yeah, theoretically.
Is that not counterintuitive? I would have thought that trying to kill members of the negotiating team is only going to harden attitudes among Hamas.
It's another option. But the government is very, I would say it believes that the main aim would be achieved by something like that. I don't have the details why exactly, why now. And what you say makes sense. The problem is that we don't negotiate really. There are no serious negotiations with the Hamas in Qatar. The ones who are negotiating or mediating is the Egyptians, and that will not change. So I believe that whatever happens now, whether or not those people who were targeted are killed or not, Egypt will remain the moderator and will try to find some solutions for the problems. There is the President Trump ideas, and maybe that will promote the release of the prisoners.
You mentioned the hostages as being the key factor. There surely are other factors as well, though, Yossi. I mean, this is a clear violation of international law. Qatar is an ally of the US. You're bombing an area where civilians are living, where schools are living, in a country that is not in conflict with Israel. I mean, a lot of people around the world will be looking at this saying, is there no limits to what Israel will not do at this point?
Well, as you may imagine, I'm not the spokesman for the Israeli current government.
No, I accept that. I know, and I know you were a member of the Labour Party. I think I'm right in saying that.
You know, it's a tough case, but the war between a state like Israel and one of the worst terrorists in the world is asymmetric by definition. And I don't have to remind you what happened with Osama bin Laden by the Americans. It happened in a state, a legitimate state, with which the Americans have relations. And still it happened because there was no other way to get rid of this villain. You don't do it, you shouldn't do it very often unless there is no other option. But in such a case, I mean, if you are neutralizing the people who were really behind the crazy massacre of October 7th, 2023, I think that one can understand it. Of course, the immediate reaction of the world is how can you do it in a sovereign state? But everybody understands what kind of people we are dealing with. And I believe that if it was successful, then the world can be in a better shape after such a success.
Is there not a danger that Benjamin Netanyahu is turning Israel into? I mean, you're a moderate politician. You were a moderate politician in Israel. Is there not a danger Benjamin Netanyahu is turning Israel into a rogue state at this point?
Not by that event. Not by that event. I mean, the main problem for Israel is that the world was with us after the massacre. And actually left us after since the retaliation. And the retaliation takes too long, and we cannot afford it. And by that, Israel became almost a pariah state. It doesn't deserve it. But this is the issue, because so many Palestinians, and among them many innocent Palestinians, were killed in the last 2 years. And we have to put an end to it. As soon as possible.
Do you see any end in sight? Because it's very difficult with Benjamin Netanyahu there to see any end in sight.
Yeah, but it cannot go on forever. I mean, there are so many ramifications on all the parties. But speaking about Israel, the economic ones, the manpower, and many others, we cannot go on for a very long while. And I hope, As people in the government are saying, that the event yesterday will enable the Israel to end the war earlier.
Yossi Belin, former Israeli Minister of Justice, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.